answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
And the wind has blown in a much-needed cool-down around the region, but not much in the way of moisture. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Our weather expert is going to give us a detailed forecast in just a bit. First, Cliff, let's talk about this extraordinary, record-breaking heat wave we've been having this summer.
Right. You know, we've gone through an extraordinary period. June was the warmest in many locations of the Pacific Northwest, the warmest June on record. And we just didn't break the records. We shattered the records. And a number of places had broke the all-time records by 2-3 degrees, which is a lot to break an all-time monthly record. And many daily records have fallen.
So wait, just remind us, how much warmer was it than it has been?
Well, yeah, it depends on the particular locations, but a number of locations, you know, were 5 to 10 degrees above normal for their temperature for the day. And in eastern Washington, a few places did better than that. We had major records broken in eastern Washington. Walla Walla got to 113, for example, and some stations got even higher than that on particular days in June. So we're talking about a very, very warm period. And in fact, the warmth extended up until yesterday. And everything is transitioning now. And it was obvious last night the wind started picking up and the temperatures felt a little bit different. And in fact, last night we started seeing cool marine air pushing in over our region. The temperatures above us now are roughly 15 degrees colder or cooler than they were the same time a day ago. So everything is changing now. The big ridge that was over the East Coast that was giving us the warmth and, strangely enough, giving us the smoke, that has pretty much weakened out. That's almost gone now, and an upper-level trough is approaching that's going to change everything. We'll have clouds, much cooler temperatures, and people will be happy to know no smoke.
So it's a low-pressure system coming in and kind of pushing out the other. But interestingly, going back, you know, it's a tinderbox, and of course this has fueled fires and fire seasons that are extremely unusual all the way out on the Olympic Peninsula and into Canada. And that smoke, you tell me, has actually cooled things off too in a way. That's very counterintuitive. Explain it to me.
Yeah, everything was very strange. You know, we had fires over Washington, but they weren't big fires. That wasn't the problem. There were very large fires in British Columbia. That was the problem. And so we had high pressure to our north, and then there was low pressure over California. And between them, there was what we call easterly flow, air coming from the east going to the west. And it was just pulling that smoke over British Columbia, over us, and then over the ocean. Well, the northern part of our state had a lot more smoke than the southern part. And it turns out that this smoke actually had a cooling impact, because smoke actually scatters or reflects some of the solar radiation from the sun back to space. And actually, places north of Seattle were getting 15 to 25% less of the sun's rays, less of the solar radiation than places to the south. And so it was resulting in cooling. And looking at it, it seemed to me that some places were cool 5 to 10 degrees by the smoke, especially a few days ago.
And then looking forward, this cool down, everyone is kind of breathing a sigh of relief, but we're also all wondering, when will it rain?
Well, quite frankly, there's no big general rainstorm coming up. But what we will see is some showers, and particularly thunder showers. This trough comes towards us, especially on Saturday and into Sunday. This will cause lift. The air is still warm enough at the surface to give us convection. And so we'll see thunderstorms, mainly along the mountains and the mountain crest, eastern Washington and down in Oregon. A few of these showers could get into the lowlands here, but I wouldn't expect any kind of continuous heavy rain. We'll see a lot of clouds on Saturday, considerable clouds on Sunday, a few showers floating around, but you got to be ready for those thunderstorms in the mountains in eastern Washington and down in Oregon.
Does that mean lightning and the potential for horrible fires? It sure sounds like it.
That's right. I mean, the big issue about fires here now is going to be lightning. And so now everything is very, very dry. And so the question is, what's going to start it? Well, it could be people, lightning, or arson. Or it could be lightning, and lightning is number one. And when you have a trough coming in like this, that can induce lightning, you know, thunderstorms, which could start fires.
But here in the city, back to a cooler temp and a warm, gloomy feel for a little while anyway.
That's right. And the interesting thing is, even with clouds, we're going to tend to be warmer than we would have been because of the ocean. The Pacific Ocean is still much warmer than normal. And even the cloudy periods will be warmer than would be in previous years where the sea surface temperature was near normal.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.